Portions of the Midwest will likely see precipitation over the next 2 days, with the northwestern part of the Corn Belt picking up on some significant snowfall. The storm system responsible for that precipitation has already brought some significant relief to hard red winter wheat country in the central U.S. plains. Some of the driest areas from northeastern Colorado and northwestern Kansas into southwest and south central portions of Nebraska received some significant moisture over the weekend, with 0.2 to 0.8 inches of moisture resulting in quite a few areas, and anywhere from 2 to 6 or 7 inches of snow accumulating in parts of northeastern Colorado. This system is poised to move across South Dakota and Minnesota, as well as Iowa and some neighboring states in the western Corn Belt. As we go through the day today, the snow is most likely going to occur from South Dakota to Minnesota, and 2 to 6 and local 8 inch amounts may still occur across that narrow corridor. Most other areas will see rain and or rain changing to snow, but the snow is not likely to accumulate as significantly as it will from South Dakota into Minnesota. The lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see some precipitation as well, but much of that will likely occur as rain, and we're expecting it to occur very briefly and lightly as we go forward through the next 2 days. The precipitation is probably not amount to much more than 2 or 3 tenths of an inch in quite a few locations, but there will be a few exceptions and may be some greater amounts in a handful of locations that could get up to 4 and 5 tenths of an inch. The precipitation will take a little bit of a break as we get into midweek, but only a brief one. There's going to be another storm system brewing in the central and southern plains as we move into the Wednesday night and Thursday time period. That new low pressure system is likely to march across the lower parts of the Midwest and pass through parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin as well as we finish out this work week and move into the weekend. There will be again rain and snow reported across a big part of the Midwest. Most of the precipitation will be concentrated on the region from Kansas and parts of the U.S. Delta area into the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, including parts of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. Now, the moisture totals with this next event are going to be varied and a little bit more significant, though, than that which precedes it with today and tomorrow. We're expecting to see some of the moisture totals run from about 0.1 inch upwards to 0.7 inches. There'll be a few local totals that'll go over an inch, especially in the northern Delta and parts of the Tennessee River Basin. Those areas could end up with some significant 1 to 2.5 inch amounts of rain and something greater in a few spots. The system will move off to the southeastern states and the middle Atlantic region as we move into the rest of the weekend. There will be a cooling trend next week across parts of the Midwest. So we're about done with the warmer bias conditions, and many areas in the Midwest were a bit ripped off by the warmer bias staying further to the west in recent past days, but there has been some warm up across the region. We're going to see the temperatures rebound a little bit further here today and tomorrow, but after that we'll probably start a notable cooling trend that will be most significant next week. Afternoon highs today in the Midwest will likely run from 30s and 40s in the north to readings in the 50s and lower 60s in the south. Missouri and areas to the east into Illinois and Kentucky will likely be warmest. We'll expect to see the cool off take place after that, though, and temperatures will gradually work their way down to the 20s and 30s for highs on Wednesday, with the exception of the extreme south, where some 40s are possible. Down in South America, it still looks as though a good environment for crop development will prevail. Most of Brazil will see rain at one time or another over the next 2 weeks, although the southwest will likely be a bit dry here over this next 5 to 7 days. And in Argentina, most of the south will see drier bias conditions, which will be good for wheat harvesting. The rest of the country will see scattered showers supporting summer crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.